We begin the new Masechta, Masechtas Ervin, begin the first parak of Beis Menalf, begin with Tasty Mamasels, it begins the words of the Mishnah, Mavoi Shugavoi Masim Amma. If you have a Mavoi, an alleyway that's the beam is higher than 20 Amas, you should lower it. Now, Tasty's going to explain why didn't the Mishnah first say the following Mishnah before our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah opens up, if it's too high, you lower it. And the next Mishnah actually talks about the validity of the Mavoi. What is its requirements? So Taisa says, Hiksha Mari Merlines says, the Havalishmin, our Mishnah should have said, Hiksha Mavi Beresha, the next Mishnah, which about the validity of a Mavi for us, Shubalechim Akai, which is a side post on a crossbeam, Viminich Lam, Esme Amai, then you can have our Mishnah and say, okay, but if it's too high, then you have to lower it. Patiritz, in the answer, you're right, but the Tana Nichali Lahaskaba Hilishna, the Tana wanted to open up with this terminology, Kamoisha Meschalis Mesneet in the Sukkah, just like we find a similar terminology, which opens up the Mishnah Mesech the Sukkah. Now, that's now where you understand the greater depth of the Gemara's question. What are we contrasting comparing the two? Well, but there it says like this. It says like here. The reason why is because since our whole Mishnah is patterned after that Mishnah, that's why we started with this and not with the next Mishnah, which really should have been first. So we're saying if we're patterning after that, why over there did we say Puzzle? And here we say the Takan. Next says the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Sukkah deraisa tanim psula. Since Sukkah is biblical, therefore we talk about the terminology of being invalid. Just going to explain what the Gemara's answer, because it's Dereisa, we're going to say that it's possible. And also, why by Ner Chanukah does it say possible, even though that's rabbinic? So on that, says Taisa Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, the Shaykh Lemisni Be Lashon possible. Yeah, because it's biblical, it's appropriate to use the terminology of being invalid. Because since it's Dereisa, it's a Hoyle Memais Moshe Nitna Midazu, since we already know this from the days of Moshe Beinu, Leman Yedu Dereisechem, that you should have this, that you should be able to see it, which is only up until 20 Amas. Savagav de Dereisa, Shaykh Lamit Takanto. You say, right, although biblical, you could do it Takanto, but it's appropriate also to say Psul, and if we pick Psul, whereas by Erev, it's a Derabanan, and we don't never hear about it, that you have a requirement to even say that it's a Psul. It says Taisa, so listen to the Baisim, but based on the wording of the second Teretz in the Gemara, that says a different approach is to resolve it by saying Bidei Raisa Namitan Takanta. You're right, by biblical law we also could say Takanta. But we're just not saying because it's going to be too long. It says Taisa, according to rational interpretation, law, also Shapin LeParusha, doesn't really work out well. Kigam Lashon Rishon Tana Bidei Raisa Takanta. According to rational first interpretation, the way Taisa understands it, it also was that by biblical it applies to say Takanta. It's only that the first sentence was him, but you could also say apostle. But why would the Gemara's wording by the Ibayasim say that, oh, it's appropriate to say Takanta? We knew that in the first answer too. It just, we said that if you could say Pasuli, you'll say that too. So the Kachni Lefarish Tibbetz takes a different interpretation. That Sukkah deraisa tanim psula, because the fact that Sukkah is biblical, you could say the word apostle. What does that mean to say? Because we prefer to say psula when it's biblical. Because the Lashon Yamait, like we say over here, that to lower it, Mash Mechama Ba'ama, that sounds like just like a stringency, that you should lower it. That could be to make a person misled and to say to Dafka like a Tchila, that this halacha by Sukkah is only initially, but if you don't lower it, it will be valid after the fact, which is not the case. Biblically, it requires within 20 amos. Which is only rabbinic, in lachas, they don't have to be concerned because yes, it's only rabbinic, and therefore we're not concerned that you might come to think that it's only like a Tchila. Now, Taisa addresses, says, based on what we're saying, how do we understand the Gemara Shabbos of Beis Avraham? That says, Ner Chanukah Shenichal Amal Masim Amal Psula Kesukah Kamavit. It says that Ner Chanukah, if it's placed higher than 20 Amas from the ground, it's invalid, just like Sukkah and Mavoi, where they have to be within 20 Amas. Now, Vavakav the Ner Chanukah of the Rabbanon, even though Ner Chanukah is rabbinic, so why are we saying the terminology of Psula, which our Gemara says that only thing that the Raisa that we're going to say Psula, and especially the way Taisa is explaining, We're concerned, you might think it's a Chomer Ba'alma, but by Dirabbanu we're not concerned. So if this is Dirabbanu, we shouldn't be concerned like by Mavli. And that says, Taisis, you're right, Nakab Sula, Agab Sukkah, the Basrei. The only reason why we said the terminology of Sula is because we wanted to say it's like Sukkah, which comes after it, which is Pasla. Therefore, by Chanukah, we also say the wording of Pasla. Reinami, another approach is, Hasam Lemotzi Lemisni Yemai. No, there you can say, you're right. Based on the fact that it's rabbinic, we would say Yemai that you should lower it, but we can't. Why not? Because to have a mask, because that would sound like Kamashi Delekas, you might. Okay, you by mistake, you let it higher than 20 hours. Oh, doesn't work. You have to lower it. Now, that would sound like you could lower it now as it's lit. But as I know, that's not the case. And because the filaman, the mahanocha is mitzvah, for sure, according to the one who holds hadlaka is the mitzvah, the actual lighting is the mitzvah. Once it was lit above, it's not valid by lowering it down. And that's the case is the filaman, the mahanocha is the mitzvah, even according to the one that says it's the placing that does the mitzvah. So, it's not the lighting. Seemingly, you can move it. Still, tzach l'chabayso l'adlika, as the Gemara there tells us, you have to still extinguish it and then relight it. Why? The one who sees it should say, oh, he lit it for his own purposes. Because I mean, like the Gemara says, when you light it in the inside, you bring it in the outside, then no, you got to extinguish it and relight it. So therefore, that's why you can't say Yamayit, because it would sound like you move it as it is lit, which is not the case. You cannot, and therefore we say terminology of Basula. So Taisis, Barna Machlekes, Rashi and Taisis, regarding the Gemara's first interpretation, according to Rashi, by Sukkah, it's possible to write Psul and Takanta, and we prefer to say Loshna Psul. By Erevin, you can't write Psul, so therefore we say Takanta. Taisa explains the opposite, that by Sukkah, you cannot say Takanta, because people are going to make a mistake and think it's only the Ketchila, then we say Psul. But by Erevin, we're okay with them, we say Takanta. And what's the Nechanik, why I say Psul? Either because that's secondary to Sukkah that we mentioned over there, or because you can't write Yemayit, because then that would sound like as it's lit, which is not the case, as Taisa's proof. Tenek says the master begins with the Gemara of Dechsilik. It says in the pasuk, "El Pesach ul Mabayis," to the entryway of the antechamber of the Beis Hamikdash. First, Taisus comes to explain. First of all, there is no such a pasuk. Taisus says that pasuk in the Mishamakim, you don't find this pasuk anywhere. So, but still says Taisus. Let me read it. He says the Mitzina, but we do find the Chesed that it says a pasuk in Yechazkel in Parak Mem. It says ul Mabayis. So that part of the pasuk it does say, meaning that quote unquote our Gemara quotes. The antechamber of the Beis Hamikdash. Ubekrachin, there's another pasuk over there in Paragim Zayin that says, Pesach Abayis, the entry of the house. Oh, so we put the two pasukim together. Now the kilo nifta behedya, bechad kra, Pesach Ulam Abayis. Because there's Ulam Abayis, and there's Pesach Abayis. So therefore you could say Pesach Ulam Abayis. Now, that says Taisis, Bekam Rabbanim, but that's what Rabbanim are saying, that I kasa Pesach Ulam Kedika Amrid. Now, if it would say the entry of the Ulam, like you're saying, that in other words, that it's not that the intent, if it would say Pesach Ulam instead of Pesach Abayis, because even if it said Ulam Abayis, but that we said that that's combined into two psukim as if it's one pasuk, and therefore, even if it would be written like that, you still have to combine the two psukim together, and we would say that was as if it wrote Pesach Ulam Abayis, so we would explain like the way the Rabbanan say that it's the best, the Bayis HaPesuk LeHechel, so what does the Gemara mean when the Rabbanan say, if it would write like the way you're saying? Pirush, it means to say, Shlohoya Kasim Shemokim Ulma Bais. If it didn't, never said that other Pasuk, Ulma Bais, and it only said Pesach Ulam, then it would mean this interpretation that you're trying to say. But since it doesn't, again, that's why they disagree and they say, no, it's not really, you never find that the Ulam is called the Pesach. It's the Bais HaPesuach LeUlam. Kshinek says the Master begins the words of Gemara, Ashkan Mishkan Deikri Mikdash. We find that the Mishkan, the tabernacle, is called the temple. So I'm going to explain, regarding what do we learn out the Mishkan from the Mikdash? Because we said that Mishkan is called Mikdash. And regarding what do we not? Because the Gemara says, like we quote in Tezim Maskel, the Mishkan is called the Mikdash. So therefore, you can learn out one from the other. So that says, Tezim Nafkamina, what the ramifications of this is, from the fact that it's called Mikdash, is regarding the building of the Mishkan. She'ena deiches ha-Shabbos. It's not overriding the Shabbos. And Mishlei kanas adam sham babak shal-ragl, but the person cannot go in with the dust on his feet. Because although these halachas learned out from Shabbosayse Dishmoy Mikdash Tiro, although it says the word Mikdash, but Mishkan is called Mikdash, but those halachas would apply to the Mishkan too. Now, says Taisus, so Mashmit sounds like the Mishkan and the Mikdash come in Madani, that you can learn out one from the other from their respective halachas. And then the Chim Perikam and the Chulin, so too in the first Perikam Chulin of the Chavdal Merav also sounds like the same way. Regarding Kahanim, they become invalid by blemishes. But Levim become invalid by the years. They have a certain, their requirements are the age that they are. The comment that the Gemara says over there in Chulin, Yochalav b'Shila Beis Alam Kain, you would think the same thing applies to the Mishkan and Shilai and the Beis HaMikdash. The same halacha would apply, that Levim would be invalid by the years, by the Beis HaMikdash too. And the Gemara brings over there a teaching that no, that Levim do not become invalidated in the Beis HaMikdash by years. However, if you didn't have that teaching, we would have learned that for the Mishkan, that it would be the same halacha as the Mishkan, because you see that you learn one from the other's halachas. That's because it's difficult. Why? Because the parent pregnant is Shavu, and the second pregnant Shavu is after Zeman Beis Matzuch Shei Kroi. The pasuk there requires two psukim to learn out that a non-koyin that goes into the Azara is going to be Chayav Karas, one for going into the Mishkan, and one going to the Mikdash. The Kamen, the Gemara says over there, in the beginning of the sugi over there, that this two psukim, this Mishkan Hashem Timai, and this Mikdash Hashem Timai. So what do we learn out from there? That one is regarding a tar that goes into the Azara, and it becomes Tomei over there, and it doesn't go out right away, it's Chayav Karas. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You need the two psukim, not to teach another halacha that you became tamei there, but one's for the Mishkan, one's for the Mikdash. And that the Gemara answers that the teaching is that since Mishkan is called Mikdash, so what do you mean? The licht of Idi be'idi. So you should write either one, Mikdash v'chulu. In other words, it should have written two psukim, Mikdash Hashem Timei, because Mishkan is also called Mikdash. And the fact that the pasuk changed and said one Mishkan, one Mikdash, is a little known from this drasha that become tummy in the Zerg Michai. So one thing about the Taisa is that we see from that sugya, but that Mishkan and Mikdash don't learn out one from the other. Because we say over there explicitly that if it would have written Mikdash in the two places, not one Mishkan, one Mikdash, then you would need both. One for the Mishkan, one for the Mikdash, that became Tami in the Azara, and you would not have learned that one from the other. We find many times in Shas that you don't learn, you do not learn out the Mikdash from the Mishkan. So why are we here in our sugya and Chulin? Do we learn out that we learn it from the other? So the Tirtzer Rebbe Nisano, he explains that you're right. In truth, like we find many times in Shas, for most of the sugyas that you don't learn out Mikdash from Mishkan. But the Hacha, so he explains, so what do you do with Agamo over here and the Chulin? The Hacha be regarding the Shlom that was slaughtered before the losses of the Hegel open. You don't need a different pasuk for the base of the Mikdash. Why? Because the Ikad Drasha in the El Ala Mikdash, because really the primary exposition is only for the Mikdash. Why? Because the Mishkan light losses. The Mishkan didn't have doors anyway, so obviously it's referring, and that's why we can learn out the Mikdash from the Mishkan. But you're right, in general you don't. It's just that here it's obviously referring to the Mikdash. And also by Hida Chulin, the Gemara Chulin that wanted to learn out in the Havmina, that learn out Mikdash from Mishkan regarding the years that invalidated by Leviim, that's Svaruhu, that's because it's based on logic. If you didn't have a pasuk to exclude from that. Imloy hoya pasuk. Sheiv slu apashil, that they should be invalid also by Shilu. Hoyle and told the Kedushas of Mishkan. Since it's not dependent on the sanctity of the Mishkan, no reason to differentiate between Mishkan and Mikdash. It's something in the Leviim. So therefore, that's what we would have thought it would be the same. But again, you're right. The Tesis concluded that Mishkan and Mikdash, you don't learn one from the Malachas, except for things that are not dependent on the Kedusha of that Makam, let's say of the Mishkan or the Mikdash. For example, like the years of Leviim. And this regarding that the opening of the doors that we do learn at the Mikdash of Mishkan, that's because the Mishkan didn't have doors. Obviously, it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Ketanek says the Master begins the words of Gemara, Shlom Shashachtim Kren Psichas Dlosses HaHechel B'Sulam. Granting the Shlom that was slaughtered before the opening of the doors of the Hechel, it's going to be invalid. Tzitzchim explains, why do you even need this Drasha Pesach El Maid? You should know it from a different invalidation of being slaughtered before the Tumat Shal Shachar. Taisa said, "V'temei nevi." Can they say Taisa have to say a second log? It's like tabor. What do you mean? The reason why it should be invalid this carbon that you're slaughtering is the nishchatu karm tamid shalshachar because you slaughtered before the morning karm tamid. Because by meaning we say in the Gemara elsewhere how oil it says in the pasuk the oil regarding the tamid shalshachar, which tells you oil is showing the first oil, the tamid shalshachar. Now we buy psichus daseicha, and now we know that the tamid shalshachar needs the opening of the doors because it's not the tamid nishchal. Like the Gemara says, "Imsachem navnam chasam aveis." That the daily sacrifice in the morning wasn't slaughtered. Until he heard the opening of the gates, that the Hegel was open. So what are you saying that it's invalid because the doors are not open? It's invalid because if the door wasn't open, it means the Tamash Shachar wasn't slaughtered yet, and then, therefore you did it before the Tamash Shachar. And that's what says, what you could say is, no, the Krada Oila, this pasuk of the Tamash Shachar, the Oila, that nothing could be before the Tamash Shachar, is Dalke Bahaktarai. That's talking about regarding the sacrificing, the burning of the carbon. Not by the slaughtering, and therefore over here we have to say the Shlom Shashachtan, was slaughtered before the doors open. That's not invalid because of Tamar Shashachar. That's only invalid because the doors weren't open yet. Or you know, another approach you could say that actually, that halacha of not being before the Tamar Shashachar is only for a mitzvah, but would not withhold the validity. And therefore, that's why we needed to be ma'akiv from the halacha of if the doors aren't open yet. But then Taisa addresses what the Tamar Tesef is. We learned in Brisa called Azvachem Shekdim the Tamar Shashach. It says seemingly clearly that any carbon that was slaughtered that went before the Tamar Shashach or Yikvin Achat Tamar Shalaynavim or was after the evening Tamar Psul, it's invalid. You see, it's not just Lemitzvah. Says Taisa, no Hayin Rabban. That's only rabbinic. Now Yinami Tesef goes gives another approach regarding his primary question. Says that why do you need it from the Psich Das Hechel if it just can't be before the Tamar Shashach? So there's another approach. He says, "Hacha itzrach, no, you needed to because sheniftechu b'chazav and inlu." We're talking about the doors were open, and then you did the tamid shalshachar, and then they were closed, and that's the problem because the doors aren't open. But really, it is going to be even after the tamid shalshachar. So Taisa had asked, "Why do you need the pesach ha'omayid? It should be a problem because of nishchatu koyin ma'atamid." And Taisa gave three answers: either that's only a problem by ketar not by shchita, and here we're talking about shchita, or this that it's forbidden to go and do before the tamid. That's only ketchil nabad the yavid, and this that we say it's invalid is going to be rabbinic. Or we're talking about the doors were open, Tamar Shashachar, and then they were closed, and then you did this carbon.